let me introduce to you now a guy who is turning into the biggest beast in the National Football League. Dontari Poe is our guest tonight. In this image, I want you to take back to the fellas.
Thank you. Yeah, I will do that.
I'm not sure. There you can hear the beast alert. There you go. We got the beast alert out there. Send it to the Houston Texans. They need to get it's exciting for me to see this reaction for you, because I'm not sure any of us appreciate how hard you have worked in the offseason. Once that season ended a year ago, if there's one person that is epitomized becoming just a fabulous, different player in person, it's you. When did it start, and what did you do to get yourself in a position now to be the top defensive nose tackle in this league?
It started once last season ended, once I found the record was 2014. It was just something that I never wanted to relive or never wanted to go back to. So I just wanted to do everything I could personally to turn that around.
Outstanding. Okay, so what did you do physically? A lot of people have talked about you getting in shape, but did you have your own personal workouts before the OTAs and stuff, or what'd you do?
I mean, I worked out. I trained the same place I trained at coming out of college for the combine, so in Arizona, but it was no magic to it. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears, a lot of hard work, and just staying strong and strong physically and mentally, basically what it was.
So did you have a couple people that just kept pushing you and pushing you?
Yeah, my brothers always pushing me. They stay on me every day. If ever I'm doing something wrong, he'll look at me and say, 2-14. So, it's kind of something that he'll never let me live down. And I'm grateful for it. He pushed me to be what I am.
That's awesome. So let's call him after the show and go 6-0.
Yes, sir.
I'll make that call with you. Now let's talk about this defense and your teammates, because I love to see this all come together. It's like this great tapestry. I mean, at all levels, everybody going around. Just talk about this defense and how it's turned into a band of brothers.
It's exactly what you said. It's a band of brothers. No matter what's going on, injuries or whatever it may be, a person steps in just like they're the starter. We're not going out there wide-eyed. We're going out there ready. Ready to attack, and that's just how it's been all year. We're going out there fighting together, no matter what happens, no matter what adversity comes through. We're sticking together and we're fighting.
4.5 sacks, ladies and gentlemen. That's 31 sacks as a team. I said it late in the broadcast yesterday. The late Derek Thomas would have been proud of these guys. 31 sacks in 6 weeks? That's crazy. What's going on?
Football, baby.
We're rushing. Yeah, we're playing football. That's all I can say about it. Like I said, every person is working hard. No matter what it is, we compete with each other. We compete on Sundays to see who will get the most sacks. So, I mean, it's just us fighting and just competing and working hard.
What's been impressive to me, Dontari, is the fact your guys' run fits. When I watch the tape, and run fits, you got an assignment, you got a gap. You're talking about, hey, well, everybody wants to beat everybody else out. But you're not sacrificing your assignment, are you, in this? And what about your run fits, and what about DeVito and Tyson and Allen and the other guys?
We kind of take it personal. Us up front, the three up front, the linemen, me, Mike, DeVito, Tyson, Jackson, on just, you know, running backs and rushing yards. And I knew it was serious because after every game, Tyson and DeVito, they're the first ones to grab the stat sheet and say, how many rushing yards does the other team have? So we kind of take it personal. We just put it on our shoulders to just, you know, make sure that nobody just explodes on us. And like I said, we're playing good team defense.
That's how you build the best defense in the NFL, ladies and gentlemen. Dontari Poe is with us. And when we come back, we'll talk about Dontari and do some special things he's doing off the field.
This is a microphone like no other microphone. It's not meant for karaoke or morning announcements, no. This mic has more important things to do, This is the microphone of Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs. Come Sunday, it will reach to the far corners of the kingdom.
Gabbert, shotgun snap for the former Tiger. In the pocket, he is going to be sacked. Dontari Poe gets his first National Football League sack.
Welcome back to Gaslight Grill and our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom show. That was the first sack in Dontari's career. It came in week one this season. He was real close last year to getting a whole bunch of them. But that's 4.5 sacks by a nose tackle, ladies and gentlemen, in 6 weeks. That's hard to do in the National Football League, but not for our guest tonight, Dontari Poe. All right. And a special thanks to Brad G tonight and Caitlin here from the Chiefs PR department. Brad's got his great family here, Megan, former Iowa State Cyclone star, and with us tonight, the top teacher in the Liberty School System up in the north part of the metro. Anyway, yesterday, Dontari, Stefan Wisniewski didn't play. He was injured. That's the first center. Boom. So Andre Girard, he's a veteran. Dontari takes care of him. He's gone. Now they're going to move the right guard, Mike Brazel, to center. That puts the Topeka High kid over at right guard. It was, listen, in the Chiefs' kingdom, you getting rid of centers? Okay. To me, that was a great case of put the hammer down. Well, they kept putting guys in there. You're going, I'll just get rid of this guy. Now who you got? I mean, they were out of centers. Yes, what was that like?
It was different. You kind of study a person on film, and once one of them goes out, you kind of just playing football. But it's a part of the job description, so it is what it is, man.
Andy talked about you guys having fun on defense. It is fun for me to watch you on tape. I mean, instead of analyzing, I'm just going, now what's he going to do next? It was fun to watch you in St. Joe. It was fun to watch you all throughout practice. How much fun are you having now?
An unbelievable amount. Football is fun, period, but when you're fighting to keep an undefeated record, it's that much more fun. 6-0 is that much more fun. So everything about it is just fun.
And the Chiefs are number one defensively. You're only giving up. They're over 10 points a game. That's crazy. And in 5 major categories. And speaking of defense, let's pick up now our Time Warner Cable turning point play of the game. This thing was a fight, man. 7-7. Just slug it out, knock it out. Yep. And then this play happened.
Pryor's got McFadden. Same formation to his left. Takes the snap. Looking left. Pressure. He just floats it over the middle. The pass is intercepted at the 30-yard line. Playing center field. Quentin Demps has his third pick of the season.
Quentin Demps with the interception. And listen, I respect Terrell Pryor. I don't know what he was thinking on that one. Did he see you coming after him?
I'm guessing that's what it was. But I have no idea.
Because he just got rid of it like hot potato, and that changed the game. Now, let's talk about some of the stuff you're doing off the field because it's pretty cool. You'll hear me say during the game, Big Macs for sacks. I don't know if they thought there were going to be 31 sacks in 5 weeks. But what about that and what you're doing with the Ronald McDonald House?
It's really big. As you know, the Ronald McDonald House is a good call for the kids. And the Big Mac for sacks is not my fault that they made it up. like I said, it's just a great thing, you know, just for people to be able to get free food after the game because of what we're doing. So it's a great call.
That's why everybody's excited. They got the free food. 137 decibels. But I've seen you interact with the kids, and I love it. I watch you at camp in St. Joe or watch you, you know, before or after a game. Just what about your love for kids especially? Because it's just like your eyes light up when you see them.
It does because when I was a kid, I kind of wished for somebody to kind of show up and be me, you know what I'm saying, just to show up and just – kind of talk to me and just at least have a smile on his face. So I try to be that guy for kids nowadays and just give him a bright thing to look forward to.
Well, yesterday I said he was like the Liberty Memorial in there. They couldn't move him or a grain elevator trying to block him. It's just cool to see this. And what about the fans yesterday? Now, I'm talking in your defensive huddle, DJ's going to make the defensive call. But when you hear this roar What does it do for you guys?
Amazing. I was a little tired. I think it was in the first half when we got close to the record, and I was a little tired, and I started hearing them, and I was feeling it in my chest, and just took away all the fatigue, just gave me all the energy that I needed. And I remember when they broke the record, I was standing this close to Derek, and he was talking, and nothing was coming out. I could hear nothing he was saying, and I just knew right then it was pretty special.
Could you sense it from the Raiders? Because, I mean, you guys had such an effect on the game. Arrowhead is back. Yeah. It's back. It's back. Yeah. It's just, I mean, could you tell it from them? I mean, if you can't hear DJ 6 inches from you or whatever, are they trying to do?
I could. I looked directly at the offense before the plays, and I'm looking at them in that huddle, and, you know, usually offense is a circle. And all of them started poking closer because they couldn't hear anything. And it was just, I mean, it was the best feeling in the world.
Man, this is exciting. And this guy is one of the best players now in the National Football League. Dontari Poe is with us. And he is fast, and he's agile, and he's tough, and he's huge. Love it. We'll be back to close out the show. Again, we're at the Gaslight Grill, Dick Hawk's fabulous location, 135th and Prior, just south of 135th Street in Leawood. Back to wrap things up on this edition of our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now the Cowboys show a pistol set. Murray is behind Tony Romo. Brings tight end James Hanna. Tip-tap motion. Now he's in the backfield. Romo takes the snap. He's going to be engulfed and sacked back at the 37-yard line. Dontari Poe.
Are you kidding me?
Even Lenny chuckled on that one as Dontari was able to eat Romo for a snack. We are back on this edition of our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show at Gaslight Grill, just a wonderful location in Leawood, just south of 135th and Briar. This is a great place to check out all throughout the week and really one of the top spots throughout the metro area of Kansas City. Again, Dontari Poe is our guest tonight as Kansas City looks to go to 7-0, and that's where I want to ask you about here because I'm so impressed with Andy Reid. People want to talk about this game or that game. What about keeping your focus on just the next team ahead, being the Houston Texans?
I mean, Coach is a great motivator. He knows how to get all of us focused at any given time. But like I said, it's no complacency with us. We're going in fighting for ourselves, fighting for each other. And we know the next step is the most important, so we'll be ready for it.
I haven't sensed from the guys at all a feeling of either looking ahead or thinking, hey, we're 6-0. I mean, these guys are on task. You guys are all on task, just like looking at – does it come from Andy? Does it come from each other? Is it a combination of all that, your assistant coaches?
It's a combination. I know on defense, Coach Sutton he tells us a lot. It's turning points in every season. It can go south in one in the snap of a hand, and then keep going good at the same call. So he just makes sure, you know, we're always on point, we're always working hard.
I got to ask you about your position coach, Tommy Brazier. If you haven't seen him, he's Yoda. He seriously is Yoda from Star Wars, right? He's like, I want to say this respectfully. He's like 89 years old, and that's good, but he's always in the fridge looking for candy bars and stuff. I mean, this guy, and he's coaching you, and he's got Tyson, he's got DeVito. I'm like, it's Yoda. What's it like being coached by him?
Coach, we call him TB. He's a very old guy. At the same token, he's with that age comes a lot of knowledge. And he shares with us all the times things we can do to get better. Just anything. I haven't seen a time yet where he doesn't have an answer for a question that we've had. So he's a great coach.
He is very impressive. And then quickly, your thoughts on the Houston Texans?
Good team, but we're playing Chiefs football, man. We're playing Chiefs football. We're trying to notch another win under our belt. But like I said, good team, a very respectable team. But they got to get ready coming in Arrowhead.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is simply one of the best in the league. Dontari Poe leading this defense up front at the nose tackle position. Next week, we go back to Dave and Buster's at the Legends and Justin Houston. Beast alert! will be our guest on the Chiefs Kingdom. Thanks for coming out tonight here at Gaslight Grill. Thanks to our great fans. You set the record, and now we got to go 7-0 against the Houston Texans. Join us next week right here on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
You've been listening to Chiefs Kingdom, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Visit them at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.